In the name of one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
So the kingdom of heaven is like. I mean, that's what begins this parable. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's a landowner who gets up early in the morning. The text doesn't say this, but the beginning of the workday would have been about 6 a.m. Right? So he gets up at 6 a.m. because a day's labor would have been about 12 hours worth of labor. Right? And a day's wage would have been a denarius. So he gets up at 6 a.m., goes to the marketplace, finds some folks who are gathered there who want work. So he hires them and says, "You guys, I'll pay you a day's wage if you want to work." And they are happy to have the work. And they think that a day's wage, a denarius, is fair. And the text doesn't tell us why, but then the landowner goes out, and then he at 9 o'clock, apparently he needs some more workers. So at 9 o'clock, 3 hours later, he gets some more workers and says, "I'll pay you a fair price." And he brings them in, and they start working. And then he goes out at noon and brings in people at noon. And he goes out at 3 and brings in people at 3. And he goes out at 5 when there is only an hour left in the day. And he finds some people who are still there in the marketplace. And he says, "Why are you here standing idle all day long?" And they say, "Because no one has hired us. No one's offered us a job." And so the landowner says, "Well, I'll pay you what's fair. Or I'll pay you a good wage." And, you know, so they work for that hour. And then at the end, six o'clock rolls around and everybody's off. And the landowner says, "Pay the last first." And he gives each of them a denarius. He gives each of them a day's wage. And then the folks who came at 3, he gives a day's wage. And then the folks who came at noon, he gives a day's wage. And the folks who came at 9, he gives a day's wage. And then the folks who came at 6, who were there for 12 hours laboring in the sun, you know, he gives them a day's wage. He gives them a denarius. And at that point, they're not happy with that denarius. At that point, they say, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." I want to try something here, which is going to make the introverts in the room cringe. And I apologize for that, but because I'm an introvert, I get it. Talks amongst yourselves. Talk with somebody who you don't know, like either behind you or before you, and just talk about this. Like, how does that feel? Is that fair? What would you do? Let's do that for like 2 or 3 minutes. Go. Very good. Why don't we all come back? I love the energy. I love the conversation. What were some things you heard? Or what were some things that were said? It's our human nature to react that way. Okay? What else? Right, it totally doesn't feel fair, does it? The landlord shooting himself in the foot. Yeah. Kind of messed up that labor market, right? Everybody else the next day is going to show up at 3 p.m., right? There's nobody's going to show up for work at 6 a.m. So if you've been somebody who needs that work and you haven't had it, and you're looking at the end of the day, and all of a sudden there's this moment, and you get a denarius, right? That, I mean, not only that's a huge blessing, right? I mean, from their perspective, I mean, this is life-giving, right? Yeah. Yeah, so if you're stuck and you're not, you're being rejected all day long, like, yeah, what's the compensation for that? Someone this morning said, well, this is why labor unions got started. you know, and as I've wrestled with it this week, I realized that I totally, if I had been there at 6 a.m. and I had worked all day long, and then I see all these other people getting paid, you know, less than I am, I would have been pissed off, right? I mean, it would have felt profoundly unfair. I mean, there's no way around it. Like, I want to believe in the graciousness and the generosity of God, and I would have been disgruntled. I would have said exactly what these guys are saying. And what I love, so this, you know, when I'm looking around for stuff in the bulletin, I came across this quote by Mary Gordon. It's there in the beginning, and she says, she asked God's question. So, I totally would have been upset. And that's what those workers say. These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. Really, God? Or really, landowner? But the landowner replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong." Right? Which I'm struck by. Like, really, no, the landowner isn't being unfair. At some level, the landowner is not being unfair. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. Right, you were happy at 6 a.m. for this. You were totally happy with it. But I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. So that's the part, that's the rub. It's like the landowner is like doing something and the landowner asks, am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? I've never heard that question before. All the times I've read this passage, I've never heard that question. And then I heard it this week, are you envious because I'm generous? Which is an interesting question. And then it ends, so the last will be first and the first will be last. I mean, most preachers focus on the last will be first and the first will be last part. But it's that bit of envy. So I came across this quote in Mary Gordon. She asks, are you envious because I'm generous? That's an impossible question, calling for impossible honesty. Yes. I'm envious because you are generous. Let's get it out there. Yes. I'm envious because my work has not been rewarded. I'm envious because someone got away with something. Envy has eaten out my heart. Right? And she touches on those two things of like, when I see somebody else getting something like that, and yeah, you know, I feel like I've been trying my best, I've been responsible, I've been doing what I should be doing, right? And if even though I get what I get the reward I deserve, it feels like somebody else gets something more. Like, I'm not getting what I deserve, and then I'm envious because somebody got away with something. I mean, there's the element of, oh, they were wanting to work all day long and couldn't get work. I mean, what happens if that? And what happens if they were lazy and just didn't show up until, you know, 5 o'clock, and then they thought, well, okay, you know, they still got tired too, right? It really is all about the generosity of God. Like, can I really tolerate the generosity of God? Like, I want God to be generous with me. This God who is slow to anger and loving and compassionate, slow to anger, gracious, abounding in steadfast love. I want that applied to me. I want that applied to my friends. But I don't necessarily want it to apply to other people. And that's what the story of Jonah is about. Like, he really doesn't want those Ninevites. He doesn't want God to be gracious to those Ninevites. He wants to believe that God is gracious and abounding in steadfast love and slow to anger and willing to embrace the turning that the Ninevites do, the repentance. He can't stomach it. That's the part for me is like, is the generosity of God in some sense too good? That it's really just hard, right? And what prevents me from being able to feel like, is it because I have a hard time feeling the generosity of God? And like, if I really felt the generosity of God, well then why wouldn't I rejoice with the person at 5 p.m. who gets hired? Like, why wouldn't I rejoice when that generosity is given to others? It's a different paradigm. It's a totally different paradigm than the one I'm used to where, you know, there's a tit for tat. There's a transactional world where people, you know, you work a certain amount and you get a certain amount and it totally feels unfair. And part of this whole God thing is realizing, no, this is a different paradigm. And that actually God is good. God is good beyond our imagining in ways that unsettle us, right? That's what I get out of these two stories. Amen.